All right, so let's get started. Apologize for learning earlier today. We are going to start a new topic today, and some of the topics that we've done, we did for some we did in a day. Some of the topics we did were in 3, 4 days. The next topic we're doing is going to take us a few weeks because there's a lot to say on it, and that is the topic of Niebuhr speech. And as you can imagine, there's various types of speech. There's various there's a lot. Basically, there's a lot to say. So the learning today should be a schos yilin nishmas adiras tchaver chaim alazav ben shem shenari, as well as a schos for an ilin neshama for Reb Yaakov Yosef ben Reb Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. It should also be a schos for fu shleima chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chendo ben Menorachu chanalei b'shein derachon abadati ben Peril, as well as a schos for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 469, and the topic of dibor is so important because essentially it's what differentiates us from animals. So we are both chayim. But what differentiates an Adam from a Chayim is that his peh is dibur, the ability to speak. And that's why speech has this ability, unlike anything else, to build and to destroy. The Rav many times talks about when people text Mazel Tov, the Rav said the real bra, even if you're texting someone Mazel Tov, you should say the words Mazel Tov, because the power, the koyach, is in the dibur. It's not in the thought. It's not in the sight. It's not in the sense. It's not in the hearing it. It's the power of dibur, and because that differentiates us from a behemoth, so that is where the koyach is of a person to, as we say, to uproot as well as to build, to plant. So let's begin. Dibur rubai kashum li'uta yafa. He says, when it comes to speech, too much is difficult to avoid averus, and therefore less is better. And that's something that we already talked about a couple of days ago. Ani amarti, and I said to myself, alakta na kol minei diburim. Let's gather and talk about all the various types of speech, types of conversations that people have. Asher kolalei anehem shloisha sugim, which essentially fall into three categories. Mitzvah, speaking for a dvar mitzvah, making a bracha or giving words of encouragement. That's number one. Heter, and obviously limud haTorah. Heter, something that's mutter, to discussing the weather, discussing your plans for vacation. And then iser, things that are aser, lashon hara, sheker, nivul peh. Upratein rabin, particulars are extensive. Avar isam, he's going to take the time to explain them. To serve as a remembrance between the eyes of someone who fears Hashem. And basically, you're supposed to use this guide before you speak. Shum dibra, anything, you basically think and measure what you're going to say. And determine, chelek mitzvah, is it a mitzvah to speak it? Ay heter, or is it just something that's mutar, b'li shum tzad nidnud iser, without any possible connection to an iser? Basically, making sure the most common that we run into is problems with lashon hara, so, or potentially revealing information that someone told you not to reveal, or potentially einas devarim, right? Commenting on someone's new purchase without realizing that you're about to rain on his parade. So you got to stop and think. Yedaber, and then speak. Iser, and if you find that there's even a possibility, we're not even talking here about a definite iser, but you want to compliment someone, but you think he might take it as a backhanded compliment, then he should basically stop and sort of catch himself, like almost like cause yourself to react in shock and sort of step back and be like a mute who doesn't speak. He called Amel Adam Lepiu, because the Pasuk in Kehillah says that everything that a person, all of a person's efforts are Lepiu, for his mouth. Chazal explained, what does that mean? She called Ras Adam Loilam Habar Ba'avar Mashachaita. You want to know what's keeping people in the next world up at night, quote unquote? What's giving them tsar, and what's giving them to make them krechts? It's averus that were done with the mouth. And I remember this specifically. I will tell you, when I was talking with Reb David, when Chesky was in the hospital. And we went to meet Reb David Feinstein, and we were talking to him just sort of to get, give us some guidance. Is there anything that we should be working on, something that we should be thinking about, and maybe, we to do a fashresh b'maisav, right? Something that we should be thinking about. And I remember that he said specifically matters of ben adam ha'chaveiro, things that you said, like lashon hara, things like that. chinam, that is something that a person gets punished for. And it's sort of in line with this, that even though you might be doing other types of averas, and the list goes on and on, what people might be nichshal in, but when you get punished, and again, we don't know if things are a punishment, but when a person is in a tzar, you're supposed to be mefashresh b'mayisav. And it just struck a chord with me that Reb David was saying that don't focus on the Bein Adam LaMakom stuff as much as the Bein Adam LaChaveroi type of things. Those are more relevant in terms of when a person is trying to do a tikkun for something that might be creating a tzar. And Chazal say further in the Medrash that all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that someone does and all of his amelus and Torah, lo yaspiku lai will not be enough. So the idea here is that if you have a person who is not careful in his lashon and speaks, let's say, a baal lashon hara, he could be the biggest tzaddik. He could be the adam gadol, the gadol hadar, a tremendous paisek, a dayan, a lamdin, a great speaker and a great influencer of others to do ratzon Hashem. But at the end of the day, all of that can be undone because of the lack of carefulness and precautions that he doesn't take with his speech. He's going to talk about this further when we get to Pei Peh and when we get to Sin Sicha. He says he's going to reiterate it because it's so important. So he says the category of speech that relates to mitzvah comes first. And he says, obviously, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest of all of them. Kol peh hamar b'lumo b'torah gim tzachayim. Any mouth that studies Torah is going to ultimately have an abundance in life. Torah is great because it gives life both in this world and the next world. Why? Because limud Torah achieves the ultimate goal, which is the performance of mitzvahs. Furthermore, limud Torah leads a person to properly to be a good Jew in all areas of emunah and in all areas of faith and understanding, meaning that Torah is making a person, and that's the idea of if you're struggling with the Yetzer Hara, if you meet that minuval, what does the Gemara say? Shkele beis hamedrash, bring him into the beis hamedrash. The barasi Yetzer Hara, barasi Torah tavlit. Torah is the medicine. And no matter what a person is suffering from, Torah can play a part. Now, sometimes you do need medication and sometimes you need therapy, but at the end of the day, it should not be done absent Torah. Torah is a protection, and Torah is also can help. It's a medication that a person can use to spiritually improve. And it contains not only halacha, but it also contains midos. You want to work on your midos? Torah is full of stories and lessons of people who stumbled and lessons that we can learn from it. You want to know how to get a better understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, Limud HaTorah can provide that. Usgulasa, Shitavlin liyetzer hara, it's the secret power, it's the antidote for the yetzer hara, umevaeres ruach hatumah min adam etiyarei v'kitshai, and it removes impurity from a person. So if a person is struggling in some way with a lack of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Torah can do that. If a person has a tzar in this world, Torah, I remember Rabbi Reisman saying that if you're struggling in Shidduchim, so learn Masechtas Ksuvos, Masechtas Kedushin, that should be a skula for a person to have a Shidduch. If a person is struggling in some area, find the Gemara that's related to that area, and learn that Gemara, and that Gemara will be a skula. And it's because it's Torah, because at the end of the day, Torah is the best skula. We can run for brachos, and we could daven at various places, but at the end of the day, the greatest skula we could do for ourselves doesn't require spending money and doesn't require, going to traveling to distant places. The most important skula that we could do is taking an inyan of Limud HaTorah and using that as a skula for whatever tzarech that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.